Welcome to the fourth and final episode of the Fairies and Fantasy Middle English series. Today I'm going to read Chaucer's Wife of Bath's Tale, and I'll be reading from the F.N. Robinson edition. In the old days of King Arthur, of which that Britons spake in great anure, all was this land fulfilled of fierie. The elf queen with her jolly compagnie danced full oft in many a grain a maid. This was the old opinion, as he read, he spake of many hundred years ago. But new can no man say non elvis mo, for new the great charite and prieres of limitures and other holy freres, that search in every land and every stream, as thick as maltas in the sun a beam, blessing halles, chambres, kitchenes, boures, cites, burges, castles, heatures, thropes, bairnes, shipnes, diarrheas. This marketh that there been no fierias, for there as wont to walken was an elf, there walketh new the limitour himself, in under mailers and in morweningas, and saith his matins and his holy fingers, as he goth in his limitation. Women may go now southly up and doon, in every bush and under every tree, there nis none other incubus but hay, and hay ne woldon hem but dishonour. And so befell it that this King Arthur had in his house a lusty bachelor, that on a day come reading fro Rivere, and happed that, alone as he was born, he saw a maid walking him before. Of which maid anon, maugre her head, be very force, he raft her maidenhead, for which oppression was switch clamour, and switch pursuit unto the King Arthur, that dampened was this knicht for to be dead, be course of lawa, and should han lost his head. Paraventure switch was the statute, though, but that the quain and other laddies mo, so long a prieden the King of Grasa, till hay his leaf him granted in the plaza. And yaff him to the quaina, all at her will, to chase whether she wold him save or spill. The quain thunketh the king with all her micht, and after this thus spak she to the knicht, when that she saw her team upon a day. Thou standest yet, quod she, in switch array, that of thee leaf yet hast thou no surety. I grant thee leaf, if thou canst tell in me, what thing is it that women most desirin. Beware, and keep thee neck a bone from earin. And if thou canst not tell in it anon, yet wally yave they lave for to gone a twelvemonth and a day to sage and lera, an answer sufficient in this matera, and surety wally han, ere that thou passa, the body for to yelden in this plaza. Woe was that knicht, and sorrowfully he sicketh, but what? He may not do all as him leaketh. And at the last he chase him for to wende, and come again, reeked at the year's ende. With switch on swear as gold wold him purveye, and taketh his lave, and wendeth forth his wire. He saketh every house and every plaza, whereas he hopeth for to fiend a grasa, to learne what thing women loven most, but he ne could even at no cost, whereas he meeked fiend in this matera, two creatures according in faire. Some say the women loven best richesse, some said anur, some said a jolliness, some richer eye, some said in lost a bed, and oft a team to be widower and wed. Some said or hert has been most aised, when that way been he flattered and he plays it. He goth full near the south, he wol not lea. A man shall win us best with flatteria, and with attendance and with busyness, ben way he limed both more and less. And some saying that way loven best, for to be fray, and do reeked as us lest, and that no man reprave us of our vice, and say that way be wise and nothing nice. For truly there is none of us all, if any weaked wall claw us on the gala, that way nel kicke, for he saith us soth. A say, and he shall fiend it that so doth. For be we never so vicious within, we wall been holden wees and clean of sinner. And some sign that great delete han way, for to been holden stabler and execre, and in o purpose steadfastly to dwella, and not bewray a thing that menos tella. But that tal is not worth a rocker stela. Parde, we women conna no thing hela. Witness on meda, will ye hear the tala? Ovid, among his other things smaller, said a meda had, under his longer hairs, growing upon his head two asses' hairs. the which of these he hide, as he best meicht, full subtilly from every man is seicht, that, save his wife, there are wist of it na mo. He loved here most, and trusted here also. He prayed here, that to no creatura she should tellin of his disfigure. She swore him, nigh, for all this world to winna, she nolda do that villainy or sinna, to mak her husband han so fool an ama. She nolda not tell it for her own shama. But natheless, her thukta that she deeda, that she so longa shoulda kunsel heeda, her thukt it swal so sore about her herta, that nadely some word her most asterta. And sith she durst tell it to no man, doon to a maris faster be she ran, and till she come there, her herta was a fira, and as a bitter bombleth in the mirror, she laid her mouth unto the water doon, bewray may not do water with thee soon. Quod she, to they e tell it and no more. Mean husband hath long asses ere is two. Nu is mean hert all hall, nu is it oot, e micht no langer cape it oot of doot. Here may I say, though we a team abide, yet oot it mot, we can no counsel heed. The remnant of the tal, if ye will hear, readeth Ovid, and there ye may it lear. This knicht, of which me tal is specially, than that he sauch he micht not come there be, that is to say, what women love a most, within his breast full sorrowful was the ghost. But home he goth, he micht a not sojourner. The day was come that homeward must he turn, and in his way it happened him to read, in all this car, under a forest seed, whereas he sauch upon a dounce ago, of laddies 24 and yet more, toward the which dounce he drew full yearna, in hope that some wisdom should he learn. But certainly ere he come fully there, vanished was this dounce he nist aware. No creature sauch he that bar leaf, save on the grain he sauch sitting a weef. A fooler weak there may no man devise. Again the knicht this older weef gan reise, and saide, Sir knicht, her forth ne leith no way. Tell me what that ye say can be your fay. Paraventure it may the better bay, these older folk can muchel thing, quod she. Me leva mother, quod this knicht, certain, e nam but dead, but if that e can sign, what thing it is that women most desire. Could ye may wis, e wold well quit your here. Plicht may the truth, here in mean han, quod she. The next thing that e require they, thou shalt it do if it li in thee micht. And e wold tell it you ere it be nicht. Have here me truth, quod the knicht, e grante. Than, quod she, e dar may well avanta, thee leaf is south, for e wall stone there be. Upon me leaf, the quain wall say as e. Let's say which is the prudest of hemala, that weareth on a cover chief or a kala, that die say nigh of that he shall they teach. Let us go forth without in langer speche. Though runed she a pistol in his era, and bade him to be glad and have no fairer. When they be coven to the court, this knicht said he had hold his day, as he had heeked, and ready was his answer, as he sighed. Full many a noble weef, and many a maida, and many a widower, for that they been weeze. The quain herself, sitting as a justiza, assembled ben his answer for to hear. And afterward this knicht was bought a pair. To every wicht commanded was silence, and that the knicht should tell in audience what thing that worldly women loven best. This knicht ne stood not still as doth a beast, but to his question unknown and sweared, with manly voice, that all the court it heard. Me liege laddie, generally, quod he, women desirin to have sovereignty, as well over her husband as her love, and for to been in maestry him above. This is your most desire, though he may kill, doth as you list, I am here at your will. In all the court ne was there weef ne maida, ne widwe that contraried what he said, but said and he was worthy han his leaf. And with that word upsteered the older weef, which that the knicht sauch sitting on the graina. Mercy, quod she, me sovereign laddie quaina, ere that your court depart, do me reeked. He talked this answer unto the knicht, for which he plicked me his truth there. The first thing that he wolde him require, he wolde it do, if it lie in his micht. Before the court, then, pray they, Sir Knecht, quod she, that thou may talk unto thy wife, for well thou wast that he have kept thee leaf. If he say false, say nay upon thee fay. This Knecht answered, alas, and while away, I wot reeked well that switch was me behest, for God is love, as chase a new request. Tak all me God, and let me body go. Nay then, quod she, I shrew us both a two, for though that I be fool and old and poor, I nolde for all the metal, nay for ore, that under earth is grave, or leith above, but if thee weefy were, and ache thee lover. Me lover, quod he, nay, me damp nacion, alas that any of me nacion shall ever so fool a disparaged be. But all for nocht, the end is this, that he constrained was, he nade his most hirwede, and taketh his old wife, and goth to bed. New Walden some men say, paraventura, that for me negligence he do no cura to tellen who the joy and all the array that at the feast was that ilke day. To which thing shortly answer any shala. He say, there nos no joy no feast at all, there nos but heaviness and mucha sorrow. For privily he wedded here on the morrow, and all day after hid him as an oole. So woe was him, his wife looked so fool. Great was the woe the Knecht had in his thought, when he was with his wife a bed he brocht. He walweth and he torneth to and fro. His older wife lay smiling evermore, and said, O dear a husband, benedicite, fareth every Knecht thus with his wife as yea? Is this the law of King Arthur's house? Is every Knecht of his so dangerous? I am your own love, and ache your wife. I am she which that savid hath your leaf. And certes, yet ne did you never unreacht. We fare ye thus with me this fierce Knecht. Yea, faren like a man had lost his wit. What is me guilt? For God is love, tell me it, and it shall be an amende, if he may. Amended, quod this Knecht, alas, nay, nay, it will not be amended nevermore. Thou art so loathly and so old also, and thereto common of so low a kind, that little wonder is though he walwe in weend. So wolde God mean herta wolde breste. In this, quod she, is this, quod she, the cause of your unrest? Yea, certainly, quod he, no wonder is. Now, sir, quod she, I could amend all this, if that may list, ere it were thy is thray. So well ye meeked bear you unto me. But for ye spaken of switch gentilesse, as is descended out of old richesse, and therefore shoulden ye be gentlemen, switch arrogance is not worth an hen. Look, wo that is most virtuous alway, privy and apert, and most intendeth I, to do the gentle deed as that he can, tak him for the greatest gentleman. Christ walway climb of him ur gentilesse, not of ur eldres for her old richesse, for though they gave us all her heritage, for which we claim to been of hay perage, yet may they not bequeath afford no thing to none of us her virtuous living, that mad him gentlemen he called be, and bade us following him in switch degree. Well can the wise poet of Florence that hicked a Dante spaken in this sentence. Lo, in switch manner ream is Dante's tal, full selda priseth be his branches small, pruis of man, for God of his godness, wold that of him we claim ur gentilesse. For of our elders may we no thing climb, but temporal thing, that man may hurt and mime. Ake every week wot this as well as he, if gentiles were planted naturally, unto a certain lineage doon the lena, privy and apert, then wold they never fina, to don of gentiles o' the fair office. They meek to do no villainy or visa. Tak fear, and bear it in the darkest house, betwixt this and the mount of Caucasus, and let men shut the doors and go thenna. Yet wall the fear as fire lee and brenna, as 20,000 men meek it beholda. His office natural, I wall it holda, a peril of me leaf till that it dee. Her may ye say, well, who that gentaria is not an exid to possess yun, sith folk ne don hir apparasiun alway as doth the fear law in his kind. For, God it wot, men may well often fiend a lord's son, do sham and villainia, and hey that Walhan priest of his gentria, for he was born of a gentle hus, and had his eldres noble and virtuous, and nell himself and do no gentle dades, ne following his gentle ancestor that dades, hey nis not gentle, be he duke or heir, for villain sinful dades mak a churl. For a gentilesse nis but renome of thine ancestress, for here he bonte, which is a strange thing to thee, person. The gentilesse cometh fro God alone. The gentilesse cometh fro God alone. Than cometh ur vere gentilesse of grasse, it was no thing bequeathos with ur place. Think who nobler, as saith Valerius, was Thilca Tullius Hostilius, that out of poverty rose to he noblesse, readeth Senec, and readeth ec Boece. There shall ye sain express that it no dread is, that he is gentle, that doth gentle dades. And therefore leave a husband thus conclude, I'll wear it that mean ancestres were rude, yet may they he a god, and so hope he, grant me grace to live in virtuously. Than am I gentle, when that he begin to live in virtuously and wave a sinner. And there is ye of poverty may reprave the he a god on whom that way believe in wilful poverty chase to live his life. And certes every man, maiden or weef, may understand that Jesus, heaven king, ne world not chase a vicious living. Glad poverty is an honest thing, certain. This world Senec and other clerkes sign. Also that halt him pied of his povert, he hold him rich, al had he not a shirt. Hey that coveteth is a pauvre wicht, for hey wold han that is not in his micht, but hey that nocht hath, ne coveteth hava, is richer, although ye hold him but a canava. Vere poverte, it singeth properly, Juvenal saith of poverte merely. The pauvre man, when he goth be the way, before the favours he may sing and play. Poverty is hot full god, and, as he guess, a full great bringer out of busyness, a great amender ache of sapience, to him that taketh it in patience. Poverty is this, although it same a langer, possession that no wicht wall challenger. Poverty full oft, when a man is loo. Poverty full oft, when a man is loo, maketh his god, and ache himself to canoe. Poverty a spectacle it is, as thinketh may, through which he may his very friendes say. And therefore, sire, sin ye nocht you grave, of me poverty no more ye may reprave. No, sire, of elder ye reprave may, and certes, sire, though non auctorite were in no book, ye gentles of Anur, saying that men should an old wick don favour, and claip him fader for your gentilesse, an auctor shall he fiend, as he guesse. Nu there ye say that he am fool and old, then dread ye not to ben a cockawold, for filth and eld also moti they, ben greater war dane is upon chastity. But natheless, sin he knew your delight, he shall fulfil your worldly appetite. Chase anew, quod she, on of these things tway, to han may fool and old till that he die, and bay to you a true, a humble weef, and never you displays in all me leaf, or else ye one han may young and fire, and talk a your avenge, and talk your aventure of the repire, that shall bay to your house be cause of may, or in some other place may well bay. Nu chasen yourselven, whether that thou leaketh. This Knigta viseth him, and sore seeketh, but at the last he said in this manner, Me laddie and me love, and weef so dare, he put me in your wise governance. Chaseth yourself, which may be most pleasance, and most honour to you and me also. He do no force the weather of the two, for as you leaketh, it sufficeth me. Then have he gate of you, maestria, quod she? Sin he may chase and govern as may lester? Yea, certes, weef, quod he, he hold it best. Kiss me, quod she, we be no longer wroth, for be me truth, he wall be to you both. This is to sayn, yea, both fire and god. He pray to God that he mot sterve and wod, but he to you be also god and true, as ever was weef, sin that the world was new. and Butty Bay to mourn as fair to Sena as any laddie, empress, or quena that is betwixt the east and ake the west, doth with me life and death wreaked as you laced. Cast up the curtain, look who that it is. And whan the kneeked thou verily all this, that she so fair was, and so young thereto? For joy he hent her in his armes two, his herte bathed in a bath of bliss. A thousand team a rue he gan her kisse, and she obeyed him in everything that meeked adorn him pleasance, orly king. And this they live, and this they live unto her leave's ende, in perfect joy. And Jesu Christ ascender, whose bondes maker, young and fresh abed, and grass to overbid him that we wed, and ache e prayer Jesu short here leavers, that walnut bay governed be here weavers, and old and angry niggards of dispenser, God send him son very pestilence. Amen. The end.